Hey, football fans, for those of you who can't get enough Baldy's breakdowns, be sure to subscribe to Brian Baldinger's The Best Football Show. New episodes drop Monday through Friday, where Baldy breaks down the best games of the week. Be sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
It's the Hoffman Show on the Team 980, always live as well on the free Odyssey app. We're streaming live on YouTube at the Team 980 as well. And I'm just going to tell everybody that this should have been a far more interesting, far better competition Wednesday from an entertainment value standpoint. And it's not going to be quite as good as it should have been because of the weather. On the wheel of mediocre punishment is Hot Wings. And we had decided a couple weeks ago that the loser of the week going into the Falcons game, so week 16 of Competition Wednesday, was going to have to eat medium hot wings at a tailgate. Or really, it was kind of whatever we were handed at a tailgate. And then, of course, it rained, and Anthony and I did not go tailgating before Sunday Night Football. So I was the one who was going to have to do that. And the rule has always been that we were going to use a hot sauce that was basically like a 7 on Hot Ones, the one before Da Bomb. And if you've watched Hot Ones, Da Bomb is a terrible hot sauce that makes people like lose their minds, because not only is it incredibly spicy, but it has no redeeming flavor qualities. So we were going to take the one that was below that, where it's like, dang, this is hot, but like people tend to not have that big of a reaction to it. And we were trying to find something that spicy. Well, I was like, instead of trying to find something that's like that, why don't I just go buy that? Heatness, the company that does Hot Ones, sells their hot sauces. And so late last week, I ordered 2 different hot sauces that are 7 out of 10 on the Hot Ones scale. Ninja Napalm was one, and oh God, I mean, I look it up, but there's another one. I think it might've been like a Scotch Bonnet Jerk one. But I was going to have some wings on the show. And frankly, that sounds fantastic, because I'm actually pretty hungry, Anthony. Ran this morning, didn't eat enough all day. I'm pretty hungry. I would love to have some chicken wings right now.
Me too, man.
But alas, those sauces were scheduled to arrive at my door on Monday. And then my door, your door, everybody's door was covered in snow. And I still don't have the hot sauces. So next week on Competition Wednesday, Anthony, the hot wings shall get consumed.
But, well, I won't be here next Wednesday.
Can
we try Tuesday?
I guess we could. I didn't tell you could take off.
Yeah.
It's not my call.
I'll be out.
Okay then. Well, I guess we'll figure that out on Wednesday. Or maybe I'll just eat the hot wings on Tuesday. I guess it also depends on what happens today, because we have to go through our picks here and see if how we did. Now, we'll pick. We got to decide how we're going to do the playoff games. So that's going to be high stakes next. And isn't there 7 games, or is there 6 games?
There are 6 games, brother man.
There are 6 games. So I guess we're going to take 3-3, and we'll have to figure out a tiebreaker.
That's scary. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, because now whoever gets first, like, you're going to get the first pick of games. So that becomes even more important, because there's probably some games that you don't even want to have to pick, and we're going to have to wind up picking all of them. But in case you need a review, we pick 3 games out of the schedule, 3 different ones each, and we pick against the spread, and then we pick 1 game together to have a tiebreaker just in case. We then see who wins week over week. We have the Wheel of Mediocre Punishment. The loser spins that and then has to perform the punishment. So, week 18 in the NFL. Anthony, we both enter this reveal terrified at our picks, because I don't know that either of us think that we won a game.
Well, I know for a fact I missed maybe 1 or 2 or 3.
So let's find out, shall we? You started on Saturday night with the Cincinnati-Pittsburgh game, in which the Cincinnati Bengals were 2.5-point favorites. They won by 2, Anthony. That's a Pittsburgh cover. That's a dagger. That hurts.
You sure I didn't take the Steelers?
That's what I have written down. Cincinnati minus 2.5.
Dang it, man. And I probably said they were going to win by a field goal.
Probably. You're wrong. They won by 2 on a 2.5-point line. That's a dagger. I don't know if it's as big of a dagger as this. I picked the Green Bay Packers, a team that had something to play for, to smoke the Chicago Bears, who had given up a long time ago, who are terrible, who had not beaten the Packers in 11 straight games. And, you know, had it been like, oh, man, they won by 8, like, dang, that was too many points. No. The Packers barfed all over themselves and lost outright. So my minus 10 never had a shot. That's 0-1 for the each of us. Next up, Anthony Haney.
Yes, sir.
You took the Washington Commanders that by Friday had a line minus six over the Dallas Cowboys. It was 3.5 on Monday. It had gone to 6, which is really unfortunate for you because they won by 4. You, sir, are 0-2.
0-2 to start competition Wednesday. I love that for me, Craig. Love it.
Well, guess what? You got company, my friend. You've got company. I thought the Kansas City Chiefs would at least, you know, take the field. All they had to do was cover 10.5 against the Denver Broncos team that was good and had everything to play for. The Chiefs had nothing to play for. But, like, come on. You're 15-1 entering the game. You're, like, Andy Reid has a long history of taking bad quarterbacks and having them play well. Carson Wentz, this is, like, your last chance to prove that you belong on an NFL roster. How bad did they lose?
30-0.
That's right, Anthony. They lost 38-0. So I am also 0-2.
You really put your faith and trust in Commander Carson? Shame on you, Craig.
I'm an idiot, Anthony. Like, it was week 18. There was nothing good to pick. There was no... I should have taken Detroit, Minnesota as one of my actual games. Instead, we put it as the tiebreaker because that was a game where there was something on the line. I should have said the Browns are trying to lose harder than anyone else. I think it would have gotten up to 20. I think that's what scared me. If it had been the 18 it was earlier in the week, I probably would have taken that one. But it got up to like 20.5 when we picked it last Wednesday. And they still would have freaking covered. Instead, my last game, we'll get there. I guess you're up next. Anthony, Tanner McKee and the Philadelphia Eagles. You needed them to beat the lowly, terrible New York Giants, who had won the week before by 3 points.
Great line. Great pick. Let's go.
And they did. They won by 7.
Uh-oh.
So I needed the lowly, terrible New Orleans Saints to just continue being lowly and terrible against the need to win this for the division, Tampa Bay Bucks. Well, the Bucks ultimately did pull off the win.
What was the line, Craig?
But the line was 13.5.
No!
They won by 8. Anthony, I went 0-3 for the second straight week.
Oh, you just needed the Saints to cover.
No, I needed the Bucks to cover.
And it's 13?
Yeah.
Woo! And they only won by 8.
Yeah, Anthony, I haven't picked a game right after starting the season 22-5. In fact, I started the season 24-6, Anthony. I am 0-8-1 in week 16, 17, and 18.
Oh my gosh, Craig. Say it ain't so.
And for the third straight week, I won the tiebreaker and it didn't matter.
I thought, to be honest, Craig, I thought you got game 3 right and I was freaking out over here because...
Oh, the way I set it up, you misunderstood?
I knew I lost the tiebreaker.
Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah, that's where we're at. Not good. So, that means I need to spin the wheel of mediocre punishment. I will do that immediately when we get back from break. And then we'll pick the playoff games, and hopefully I'll get one of them right. Because, by the way, again, to remind folks, I pick every game on a YouTube exclusive show that I do on Mondays. 2 weeks ago on that show, I went 11-5 for the week. And in that five were three games that I picked for this dumb segment. This week, I went 7-9. Should have been able to get at least one. Nope. 7-9 on all the games. 0-3 on Competition Wednesday. So I guess the good news for me is we're going to pick all the games. Let's see if I go 3-3. And the three that I pick for this week are the three that I wind up picking on Competition Wednesday next on the Hoffman Show, which they still let me do here on the Team 980.